On this Valentine's Day, there is lots to love about Fitur, including fantastic performance by the leading lady of the film, by which I mean Tabu and not Katrina Kaif, who is instead one of the reasons why this film fails to live up to our great expectations. We'll explain why on this week's episode of Bollywood Weekly. मांगी दुआ एक तुझ तक जा पहुंची परवरदिगारा कैसी सुनी तूने मेरी खामोशी ओ परवरदिगारा ये फितूर मेरा लाया मुझको है तेरे करीब ये फितूर मेरा रहमत तेरी ओ परवरदिगारा परवरदिगारा हेलो एवरीवन एंड वेलकम टू अनदर एपिसोड ऑफ बॉलीवुड वीकली. I have with me podcast veteran Aisha.
Hi.
And two debutants, Radhika.
Hello.
And Arjun.
Arjun.
Sinha, whatever. Oh, and this is your host, Aditya. So this week we are discussing Fitur that we just watched with Aditya Rao Kapoor and Katrina Kaif. The reviews generally were mixed to negative. What did you guys think?
Okay, so, I mean, it's based on a book, Great Expectations. So the story, I think, held up, and they depicted it pretty well, I think, because halfway through, I was like, okay, how are they going to, you know, keep our attention going? But they did a good job in depicting the book really well. And I think, you didn't mention Tabu, by the way, when you said it was featuring.
We're getting there.
Because I think she did a really good job. Even better than the other two. They just look really
good. Also, I hadn't read the book before watching the movie. Mm-hmm. So I was a little confused about what's going on because I had no idea how the story could possibly tie together. Mm-hmm. But I think the movie definitely had like some good twists in the middle that ties the entire storyline together. So even if you haven't read the book, I think the movie is definitely worth watching. Like, the second half explains a lot of things. Mm. Also, I didn't think it was that great. Like, it's a one-time watch for me.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I thought the first half was relatively good. But I, like, the second half somehow, even though the story moves and they tie everything together, it just didn't seem that exciting, or it didn't seem to have as much impact.
It was a bit slow,
yeah.
I thought.
Yeah. Oh, it was definitely
yeah.
slow.
It started out yeah. pretty slow, I think. Yeah.
I think it was like sort of it was sort of building up to something, but I think it just mellowed out. It sort of peaked in the middle of the second half and just came to its natural conclusion.
Yeah, especially compared to the book. Like
yeah.
when you read the book, the whole process of him falling from his
yeah,
after
demise,
he rises.
Yeah, yeah.
Is shown in much more detail, and whereas here it just happens all
yeah.
very quickly. And it's
yeah,
like
that
very
was
rush.
Something that was definitely
yeah.
not emphasized.
Yeah.
It was just like his ups and downs went very quickly.
Yeah.
Like there was no real definition to that.
And I think another thing was I think they focus a lot more on like the love angle.
Yeah.
Than his career.
So his obsession with her and
yeah.
stuff like that. In the book, it's also about how he becomes something from nothing and then he loses. It's sort of his story
yeah.
arc.
And it also in the book, it goes to his head a little bit because there's,
yeah.
there's like one of the iconic
yeah.
scenes in the book is when he goes to visit his brother-in-law,
yeah.
like after he leaves and becomes
yeah.
rich, basically.
Yeah.
And when he meets his brother-in-law, who's still like doing
still
whatever he was doing, he's like very judgmental and like rude
yeah.
and
yeah.
like standoffish, which they didn't show.
Yeah, yeah exactly.
No,
there
they
wasn't.
Didn't portray
yeah. yeah. They didn't
his
portray.
Success.
I mean, this was like a true love story, right? It was like the quintessential like love story, like
Bollywood
love story, like
exactly.
ambitions and all were just not portrayed in the movie. But maybe that's how they were trying to market the movie.
Yeah, I think
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
like the common man would not have read Great Expectations.
Yeah, exactly.
Not have that expectation of the movie. So
yeah, but yeah, I definitely think it was worth the watch. Like, I think people should go check it out once.
and Katrina Kaif looks great.
The movie has a lot of good-looking people in it.
Yeah, I'm satisfied. Everyone.
Not just faces, but even their clothes and their jewelry. And also, like, I thought Tabu looked gorgeous as well. Like,
she did a really good job.
And she was amazing.
And Aditya Rao Haidari also.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Yeah. And she looks a lot like Tabu. I didn't know.
They cast her.
Yeah.
Portrayed that really well. I think they cast the whole movie really well. Even like the children, like at the younger age.
Yeah.
Like all of it. Like Katrina really played the part of like that princessy Kashmiri look really, really well.
She still can't quite act.
I think, yeah, really, that's what it is. She's
not making leaps and bounds in that territory.
It's never going to happen. She's just, but she looks great.
But you know what? To be fair to her, she's a lot better than she used to be. I don't think she's a good actress, but at least she's watchable. Like some of her older movies, like it's like, oh my God, like, come on.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's why she was cast in an appropriate role here. Like, she very conveniently
went off to London to study.
I think that's it.
But yeah, speaking of her older movies, I was recently rewatching The Race.
Oh,
I do in my free time.
Yeah,
it's terrible. As in, the movie's great, but
Katrina is terrible. Also, in those movies, she didn't look as good as she looks now.
So she has much better screen presence now.
Yeah, much more.
But yeah, the emotional scenes are beyond, I think.
The movie, though, it was a bit dramatic, the movie. There were scenes where I was like...
But I think Tabu did a lot of justice to those dramatic scenes.
She did well.
But they were definitely overdramatic.
I got so nervous in the middle, like, with when he started following her around, like, everywhere.
It was quite creepy.
It was, like, a bit much for me. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's a bit creepy.
Yeah.
Were you worried that your methods were being exposed?
Yeah, like, I was like, how did this guy find out? Like, people are catching on.
Aditya Roy Kapoor was a guy who was like chasing me the way he was chasing Katrina.
I would not be scared.
I would stay away.
But again, I think that is the point also of the story.
That's what it is. Like, that's true love.
That is what Fitur means.
But the thing is, like, I don't think... I think that's part of the character development, and the only thing that I think they missed was because, like, it's all of a sudden, like, he just starts becoming like a sort of stalker type person.
Yeah.
There's no like.
But also, have you noticed in Bollywood movies, in most stories, the guy is like creepiest. Really?
Yeah, he is.
That's real life. Yeah. Real life. So they portray it fine.
No, but like even like movies that are considered like DDLJ, like Shah Rukh Khan.
No, that is. That is really.
Yeah.
He's just like.
Following her around.
No, but I don't think he was creepy though. Like
on the train, he's like.
Yeah, he was flirting. Like,
how is that flirting? If I go to
flirt with you like that.
No, not with me, but I'm also talking like. I can imagine enough guys in India flirting the way he was.
Oh, yeah, okay. So that's reality.
Yeah,
that's what I said.
Going back
it's reality. It's not something, like, but it is what it is.
It is.
And his was like creepy flirtation, not obsession.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
But that's what they were just.
But I feel like this then encourages guys to.
Oh, yeah, they follow Shah Rukh Khan, right? They're like, oh, Shah Rukh Khan can flirt like this, why can't I?
Yeah, that's like a Pandora's box.
P3G, do you guys remember? Like, in Suraj Hua Maddam, he was wearing those transparent shirts, right?
Yeah.
And then so many people in India were wearing those shirts.
Because they
which made no sense, but...
Kahuna Pyaya also.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And this is a whole other issue.
Yeah.
Yes.
With Bollywood that I have about how they portray these men.
Bollywood dictating social norms, you know?
It does, though.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, that's the case in all media, I guess.
Yeah.
You should watch Masti Zyada. It's very reaffirming. gender equality and stereotypes.
That's a media
not sure about that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm a big fan of Sunny Leon's acting.
Yeah.
I don't think it's acting.
If you thought Katrina was bad.
Yeah. I mean, for a treat.
Anyway, going back to Fitur, after briefly sidetracking, what else did we like about this movie?
So I think we should talk about Tabu's acting, because that was, I think, one of the best parts of the movie.
I agree.
Yeah, she
was
phenomenal.
The last movie she's been in?
She was in Drishyam.
Yeah,
which,
I liked her in Drishyam too,
yeah,
though. Like, I thought, but given how different the Drishyam role and this role work, because they're like poles apart, you can see like the diversity that she has. Because Drishyam wasn't that long ago either. Like,
yeah,
it was like late last year. But yeah.
Yeah, but like she had, I think, a similar-ish role in Haider, which she killed as well.
Ah,
exactly.
Yes.
It's like,
she does it well.
Yeah, she's just
really
a crazy person, I guess, in real life. Yeah, I was really scared.
Oh, in this movie, like, there's certain scenes where I was like, okay, she's scary. Like,
And I think, like,
a witch on.
And, like, yeah, like, the Miss Havisham character is also very iconic. Very,
exactly,
like,
so she
it's,
did it,
so, yeah.
She did it justice that way, for sure. Because it's like a broken character as well. And she did that.
Aditya Roy Kapoor was also good, I think.
I mean, honestly, I don't think Katrina and...
I would say, like, the characters weren't written for acting in the sense that... So, I mean, like, I think that... So, Aditya Roy Kapoor was... It was, like, one sort of thing throughout the movie. He had that one face.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the
so
one thing. Which, like, I think you said earlier, like, he's that in every movie, almost,
oh,
that
yeah,
he does.
Oh, yeah,
he's
very similar to
he's
what
very,
he's done. It was a role that caters
like
to him very well.
Yeah, yeah. So, I think, yeah,
with
he's...
like, long, drawn-out face, like,
yeah,
you know.
Work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jawline.
But I was also shocked at how Tabu.
Guys, we are having serious conversations about movies.
I was also shocked at how much of a role Tabu had.
Yeah.
At least in the movie promotion, like she seemed to have taken a sideline.
Yeah.
But I think she had much more of a role
than
even Katrina.
I think she had the biggest
role
from
And I think
she
stole it also, that's why. I mean, like, every time she came on screen, like, you knew she was, like,
she
like,
yeah.
Like
she
her
that,
presence was
they,
felt, I mean,
like, because they didn't have acting to do, like, they were just
portraying
a
part, you know,
yes,
she was,
yeah,
like, doing a lot more to it.
Yeah, I think she carried most of the acting portion of the movie.
Yeah. I'm actually glad that, because in the book also, her character is much more important than her
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I'm glad they stuck to that, because it would have been very easy for them to just make the whole movie about Katrina and
Aditya. So, do you guys, like, people who... The three of you read the book, right? So you guys agree that it was a good adaptation of the book? Or do you think...
I think it was a good... As good as they could... I think it's difficult to adapt the book because there's so many things and, like, it's... You know, it's also, like, the times are different and everything.
Mm.
It's, like... But I think it's a good...
Yeah, but this always happens, right? Whenever you adapt a book, it's never as good as the book. But, like, I don't know if you guys think, like, do you think Omkara was, like, a good adaptation?
It was a good movie,
It was a really good movie, but,
the thing, so, I mean, the Omkara, though, like, the story, although is similar, but it's, like,
very different.
Very
like,
different and very, like, customized to India. Over here, like, the story is
pretty much the same.
It's just, like, the places are replaced with...
With other places.
Kashmir and Delhi instead of the fields of England.
Yeah.
So... in that sense, it was more...
So it was like a by-the-book movie.
But
they adapted it well to the Indian, like, God story.
Mm.
Yeah, but I think that was my point, is that, like, they adapted it exactly how the events transpired in the book.
Yeah.
You know, whether, you know, it's Indianized or whatever, it's... I think it's much more so than Omkara or...
Heather.
Heather, even, because that's...
I thought they would do more with the whole Kashmir angle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Apart from that one bomb exploding. Sorry, spoiler alert.
How much of a spoiler?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, now that you say it.
Because they chose to set it in Kashmir.
Yeah, what was the reasoning behind
exactly? I mean, it was beautiful and
chic.
I think that's what. Because, I mean, the first half of the movie looked amazing, actually.
Yeah.
You know, I think Kashmir is a like great place to shoot. Yeah. Because...
No, it was definitely gorgeous. Like,
yeah, but other than that,
the movie
though,
was also
Victor
cheap to
more.
The eyes. Like, just watching the movie was like, you know, I
like the first, like the first scenes, like even I remember the opening shot was of him like setting whatever.
Yeah.
From that, and then the first, let's say, 20 minutes that like looked like you could tell like there was a lot of like good cinematography, good like camera.
Yeah.
Angles and stuff,
sure.
And then it sort of went into the story more. So I think that took a back seat after the Kashmir thing.
I also didn't understand the one part where when he's drunk and he gets into that fight where he keeps yelling out that line.
I think that's a chant for he's Pakistani. So the
Bilal is Pakistani.
That was very random.
He was like sort of equating Katrina to Kashmir. That's what I thought.
I just thought he was talking about India Pakistan.
Really got to a deep level.
Anyway, he fell asleep.
Elephant in the room.
Aditya did take a quick nap in the movie.
Like I said, I wasn't a fan of the second half.
So what he said is, "Dood mangoge to kheer denge, Kashmir mangoge to cheer denge." Right? Yes. So I think what he meant is that if you ask me for like anything else, I'll give it to you. But if you ask me for Katrina, I will kill you.
Like he did say, "I'll wage war."
I think even in the middle, he made a joke about like, does he have a visa? Random millions. So I think that's what.
So I think he was just like trying to pull the two worlds together. Yeah. I don't know.
But it just seemed very like random and forced because they didn't really then explore it.
It wasn't explored much. I mean,
it could have been anything. You know, there was no point of it being this. It could have been him saying anything. Especially when they show it in the trailer. They show this scene in the trailer.
Yeah.
I thought it would have a lot more to it. The specific lines and what the movie actually
about Kashmir and the relevance of
I think they focused mainly on the obsession love story angle.
I think if they had to bring in another Kashmir, it would have just been too much probably.
Would have to...
Like, Heather had more of a Kashmir angle.
Yeah. They're pretty short movie though. Like 2 hours.
Yeah.
10 minutes.
Yeah, this one. Seemed long.
I napped.
It was it was quite slow in the beginning. The part when they were young was much longer than I thought it was going to be. Just waiting for their people to come.
Music? I thought music was good, actually.
Oh, yeah, that's one big thing that I thought this movie. There was no song and dance situation, which is good.
It was like in the background. It was.
I like the song and dance.
Fair enough.
Okay, I don't think this was a good movie not to have it, but like
actually, I'm surprised they didn't have it. This movie could have had a song.
Yeah, like especially like a nice folk song for Kashmir or like something like during her engagement, like a quick 3 minute dance number.
And I'm surprised she did
not item song, right? But like a good
dance. She's a pretty good performer now. I'm surprised they didn't get her.
Do you guys remember the main song in Heather that Shahid Kapoor
did himself? Yeah.
Like I think that was a good song to have in the movie. I don't think it took away from the movie.
Yeah.
And that was in the play as well. In Hamlet. So
I was quite surprised actually with the lack of the background music was really good.
Songs. Yeah, it had a lot of songs in the background.
But no dancing.
Just no
performance.
I mean, it depends. Like, I think my issue with songs is that they usually are just placed randomly. And
yes, of course.
Like,
Don't serve the purpose.
Yeah, they're always placed randomly. But I think they add a different touch to Bollywood, which I think a lot of other places don't have. But yes, I do a lot of movies though, like, just put it for no rhyme or reason. Yeah. Like, I'm going to assume Prem Ratan Dhan Payo is a quintessential example of random songs. So,
yes.
Also, that movie has like 10 songs, right? Oh. So, like, I don't know. I also quite enjoy like the song. But like, having, I think, more than 3 or 4 songs in a movie is
worth it. It gets hard. It also makes the movie unnecessarily long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
I guess that's why this was shorter.
Yeah.
But also the video for the Pashmina song, which has Katrina and...
Are they dancing in it?
Aditya Roy Kapoor dancing. Just it's not in the
movie. It's not in the movie.
Exactly. When I walked out, I was talking to my sister about it.
So
I was like,
just
where was that
post-credit scene, maybe we must...
That's really right. Really good. They
dance
really well.
It is copied from Ed
I mean,
they
copied it
Hollywood,
that's fine.
The video.
Copied it well.
But it's like a whole, I don't know why they cut it, because the song is in the movie.
Yeah, of course, it was the first song.
But that whole scene is them dancing and him painting her.
Maybe they cut it because...
But I think that's a good thing, because I think generally what Bollywood does now is use songs as like a marketing vehicle.
Yeah.
But I thought then they would show it at the end or something, you know?
Yeah, they could.
they have those type of promotional songs,
yeah.
they played at the end.
Yeah. That's why I said, like, maybe there's a post credit.
But there wasn't.
But there wasn't.
Cool. Any other thoughts on Fitur? Verdict, watch it, don't watch it?
I think watch it once.
Watch it once.
I have like a thing where sort of like a rating system where like how many times I need to look at the time.
Oh, you know? That's interesting.
So for this movie I looked at it once.
Oh, wow.
Which is a good sign. So
can we patent this?
One watch, one clock.
Going forward, that's how we
I won't tell you how many times.
I didn't look at my watch.
Oh wow! So now we know where we stand in the movie.
I
usually don't look at my watch during movies.
Then
you're light.
Then it's irrelevant. This rating system has collapsed.
I think we should share with listeners. Radhika's attitude towards movies is. Okay. If the movie is good, it's a bonus. I just like going to the theater.
Yes, I like going to the theater, eating popcorn or aloo cheese roll at Inox. That is where I am. And then if the movie is good, it's an added bonus.
So this definitely means Ravi will be featuring on many more podcasts. Many more.
This is exactly what I need. People with low standards need to watch.
He's found a new target. Watch out.
Awesome.
I'm the target audience.
So moving on then to discuss trailers. The Kapoor and Sons trailer just came out, which we saw.
Yeah.
Radhika is clearly excited.
Yeah, I
look good. Cannot wait for 18th March.
Wow.
She remembers.
Yeah, this episode is sponsored by Inox and
the aloo cheese roll at Inox. More specific.
Yeah.
No, all star cast. It looks good. It looks like a nice. It looked a bit more dramatic than I imagined because of the cost that I mean, like Alia's not really done too many serious movies. Highway only one. But, like the rest of her movies.
Too many,
are, like,
not too many.
She's
also only done like 5 movies in total.
But anyway,
also I agree because the trailer starts off like a fun trailer.
Yeah,
and
goes
into like
cute feel.
That
movie.
I feel like that's the case with a lot of trailers and Hindi movies in general. Is it the first half is generally like, oh, it's fun, we're having fun, and then suddenly something happens.
Yeah,
it was more dramatic than I anticipated, but
I follow her on Insta,
like
I want. So her Instagrams are all like cute and fun and bubbly type situations.
Yeah.
So I thought it would be, but yeah, the trailer looked good.
I think.
Who's that? Siddharth Kapoor. He's done a few intense movies.
Raj Malhotra.
Like Brothers.
Ek Villain. But yeah, trailer probably exceeded expectations, but after Shandar, I have decided to reserve judgment
until.
Can I just say, I saw it with Pish. I enjoyed watching that movie.
I loved
watching that movie. It was hilarious.
I forced people to go with me.
I was excited for that many movies. I was
so excited.
I wasn't that. Maybe that's where it was.
I was really excited.
But I was enjoying how bad it was.
That's what I meant.
That's a skill that I don't have.
Me and Bidu just like
killed it on their promotions.
Yeah.
That movie was just marketed so well.
Yeah.
But it was one of the worst movies.
It's quite bad.
it's like out there with Action Replay for me.
You've watched Action Jackson.
Then after Shandar, I wanted to return the money.
Have you also watched Action Jackson?
No.
That is okay.
Oh, Akshay Kumar.
Ajay Devgan.
No.
Okay. Not that level yet.
No, but still. Like Action Replay, like Aishwarya and Akshay Kumar and stuff. So like I thought it'd be fine. But yes.
It's Bollywood's Back to the Future.
But not.
Maybe
I'll watch Aditya Roy.
No.
This is before he started out, you know?
He has a fro.
He has a fro now.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
The hair and the vibe is
the vibe.
As we discuss
those two things.
Yeah, then we actually discussed most of the other trailers last week. But you guys, what
did you discuss movies? Asia?
Yes, what we can. You can share your views on
she has
Oh yeah. No, I think the storyline is really good. I think it would be a good movie to watch. I think I'm excited about the suspense of it, but I just don't think Sonam Kapoor can pull it off.
Yeah.
Like, it's a good role. Like, it's a really good role that demands a lot of acting. And she's not even wearing pretty clothes.
But I feel like...
So she can't rely on it.
But I feel like, I mean, obviously the role is much more deeper than that, but
for
the role of an air hostess, I think she's a good
choice. Oh, yeah, I think I think Katrina Kaif is also a good choice for an air hostess role.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But this role has to actually act perform.
I think she was cast mainly because she looks like Neeja. Let's see how.
That's why I'm wary. Yeah. Because she has to carry the whole movie as well.
Yeah exactly. It's like no. Yeah.
There's no song and dance that she's going to break into.
No.
At all.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be so weird. They had
after
songs and the
bio. I think I've seen enough of Sonam Kapoor's song and dance to last.
She should just be a model. Like, she looks good, she dresses well, it's better. Like,
I mean, but that is what she spends 90% of her time doing.
Yeah.
Acting is like a side thing for
her. She's just
talking
about it. She portrays herself as like a really like bimbotic person.
Oh my god.
Like a bimbo.
Yes.
Yeah, yes.
I understood the context.
Okay.
Bimbotic.
Is
good.
Yeah. So let's see how she'll do. I mean, maybe she'll blow us all away, you know?
Who knows?
It'll be a turning point for her. So.
Like, the movie seems good, so I would want to watch it.
Oh,
but,
to be fair, like, she was actually good in Khoobsurat. But like it's a very different role.
But the role like, suited her.
Yeah, it was like a bubbly upbeat.
It didn't involve too much.
Yeah.
It was just as similar to her character probably then.
But you think she's done any role similar to Neeja?
And
like this series.
I don't think so.
No.
So then maybe she'll be good, who knows actually.
Yeah.
We'll have to see.
She's not serious roles, Delhi Well Delhi 6.
That was not Swiss.
Well, not this kind of serious.
It wasn't bubbly.
It's
though.
Not like...
Yeah. That was just emotional.
Oh, it was terrible.
I had such high hopes because he made Rangde Vasanthe and then Abhishek Bachchan and Sonam Kapoor.
What a combo, right? Killer combo.
It was a terrible movie. Cool.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for having us.
It's been an honor and a privilege.
Yeah. Hopefully Sonam Kapoor does not listen to this.
Hopefully she does. Like, get the word out. What are you talking about?
She might come find me.
Constructive criticism.
Exactly. Like,
don't worry. You are not the first and you won't be the last to make comments of similar nature to...
Yeah, we did. We did talk about that.
Well, no, she called her a bimbo, so that's
yeah.
Bimbotic.
I'll have put another disclaimer before this episode as well.
Yeah.
All
but that was
are the, of the guests.
Thanks so much for listening. That was our show, and hope you enjoyed it. You know what I'm about to say next, but I'm going to say it anyway. Please subscribe to Bollywood Weekly on iTunes using the podcast app, or on SoundCloud, either on the web or using the app available on iOS and on Android. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The links are in the description. And please do spread the word and let us know what you think in the comments. If there's anything you want to see us doing differently or anything you want to see more of, we will be happy to take all your feedback. And if you want to just share your views about what you think about these movies, we will be happy to feature those as well. See you next week. ऐसे कैसे पश्मीना धागों के साथ कलियों ने बदले अभी ये मिजाज एहसास ऐसे कैसे पलकों ने खोले अभी नए राज जज्बा कैसे कैसे पश्मीना धागों के संग
koi aaj bune khwaab aise kaise नगर फिसल रही कोई खड़ा चुपके से कह रहा मैं साया बनूं तेरे पीछे चलूं चलता रहूं पश्मीना धागों के संग कोई आज बुने खा ऐसे कैसे